with the NASA moon landing.
You're watching my video.
Yeah, and I just wanted you to ask why you're mixing those two completely different types of topics into one another.
What video are you watching? What are you talking about?
You know, I'm talking about your videos. I mean, there are several of them.
You're looking at my website?
Yeah, I mean, don't you know what you're doing?
What video about Apollo? I have a video about... I can't remember. A video,
you know, there are several videos. I mean, you were talking like Mike Guerrero, and like he was working for NASA, and I mean, what does it...
Oh, that one.
Do with scientism?
Oh, that... What? Yeah, what about that one? I remember that one now. What about it?
You know, the thing is that the moon landing has nothing to do with Zionism whatsoever.
How do you know?
Yeah, because there are simply no ties.
How do you know that?
Because there is nothing.
How do you know?
How do you know?
How do you know? How do you know this?
I mean, you don't show me the ties. I mean, seriously.
I'm just speculating. I'm not giving you the answers to life.
So you are all making it up.
I said it's my guesses about the... It's a guess. It's a speculation.
So how do we trust you if you just...
How can I trust you? How do you know what's going on? You don't know.
You know, but you at least could base your videos or your findings on some factual evidence. I mean...
What difference does it make? Do you think the world is going to do what I tell them? What do you...
No, but you're not going to convince anybody if you are...
Then what are you worried about? Why are you...
What am I talking about?
If I'm not going to convince anybody, what do you care?
You know, I do care about that people are laughing at one another if they are, like...
If they're laughing at me, what do you care?
Yeah, because you're talking about the moon hoax.
So what?
Yeah, because you are like being a clown, you know?
Well, but what do you care? Do you think people landed...
No, I care about the people just don't take you seriously, if they actually should, and they just see you, this guy doesn't believe in the moon landing, so everything else he's putting out is like...
What do you think we landed? Do you think the moon landing is real?
You know, it actually doesn't matter what I think, it does matter what you think. I mean... You know, I personally believe in the moon landing because...
Oh, come on.
You
think Americans can land on the moon? What country are you from?
Yeah, I mean, they did land three times on the moon.
What country are you from?
The moon landing.
Well, what country are you from?
You know, I'm from Europe.
Which country is that? I mean, what country
are you from? Europe will be one... Like one country with the new Lisbon Treaty, so it doesn't actually matter where I'm coming from.
Yeah, what
you know,
do you mean?
The European Union.
Well, why are you so secretive? What country do you live in?
I mean, don't you know, Eric?
We landed on the moon three times?
Yeah.
They say six times. How come you say three?
You know... I mean, they just made those numbers up, but I don't know the...
Well, if they're lying to us, then I'm correct that they're lying to us.
You know, Eric, I don't know about actually exactly the moon landing, but you know, but you are mixing it in. You know, I'm not an expert, simply.
Yeah, but you're probably Jewish, aren't you?
You know, how can I be Jewish if I call you? I mean,
that doesn't mean anything. Give me a break. The Jews are panicking now. They're losing.
Why do you think they are losing right now?
Oh,
I mean,
come on, what have they done in the past few years?
They are spending so much money with the economic crisis and so on and so forth.
Yes, they have a lot of control still, but they're losing. They can't do anything. They're being exposed.
Yeah,
all over the world, the internet is allowing them to be exposed.
Yeah, but how come they, be getting exposed now if they're all... if the internet is full of agents, you know, that Arkner, that Daryl Bradford Smith...
Yeah, there's a lot of them, but they're losing. People are starting to learn about agents.
If the Jews are losing and we are winning this fight, if these people are, like, all agents, I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Who's the we? I mean, you're probably working with them.
Are you working with them?
Oh, come on. You're working with them, and you're panicking. This is what I mean. Your guys are getting scared. You're losing.
No, we're not losing. We are stealing, like, so many trillions of dollars out of taxpayer money.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. That's just a crime. That's not taking over the world.
You know, but we are, like, tying everybody who criticizes us in with anti-Semitism and stuff, you know? I mean, it just works, yeah? I mean,
no. Because where is the war with Iran? There's no war. There's no war with Korea. There's nothing. You're losing.
No. How do you know?
Where's the war? Where's the chaos?
You know, we will bring chaos upon you very soon.
No.
I mean,
you've been saying that for years. It hasn't happened.
Come on.
You see, people are wise
enough. Come on, Eric. I mean, like, we were getting away with the so-called Holocaust. We were getting away with 9/11.
Yeah, but that's because before the internet. But it's not true anymore.
You know, there was an internet when 9/11 occurred. So we were, like, getting away with it.
Yeah,
I mean,
ask the
guy on the street. I mean, he will.
Yeah, the average person doesn't care.
The average person.
That's right. The average person doesn't care. But you can't look at the average person.
So how you are saying that the Jews are losing if the average person doesn't wake up to them?
The average person isn't going to be fighting the Jews, and he's not going to be helping the Jews either. All they are to you is money. That's all they're good for. Money and sex and votes.
But how do you think?
When the military and the police start wising up, that's who you're going to be fighting.
Oh, come on, Eric. I mean, the people in the military, they are like the dumbest shit ever.
Yes, right, but people are getting angry, and there's going to be a point at which they're going to have to do something. People are getting angry, and they'll soon be forced to do something.
You know, I don't believe you, Christ.
Well, we'll have to see. You might be right, but look at the anger that's building.
You know, but the people will be fighting amongst themselves. They will not fight the real enemy.
The average person won't fight anybody. He's going to sit in his house and watch television. The ordinary people won't do anything.
How the little punks calling themselves anti-Zionist, anti-Jewish, are going to win this fight if they are just arguing amongst each other?
Yeah, they're not going to win it. I know, they're not. It's going to have to be more people angry and then put pressure on the military and the police to do something.
You know, how do you think the fight will be won against Judaism?
I don't know. We have to wait and see, but it looks like you're losing, is what I'm saying. We just have to wait.
You know, why are we losing?
You can't get the war started. You can't do anything anymore. You're becoming ineffective.
You know, but we still have the...
Yeah,
like,
you're still there, but that doesn't mean anything.
All the Gentiles are going to be killed in the nuclear holocaust.
When's the nuclear holocaust going to start, huh?
You know, we won't tell you, Eric.
You can't do it. You tried already. You can't get a war with Korea going either. People are starting
to... I'm not one of them. I'm just pretending to be the devil's...
Oh, come on. You're not going to get your war... You've already tried to get a nuclear war going. You're trying and you're failing.
Oh, come on,
Eric.
I mean, there are so much brainwashed people. They will always fight amongst each other. I mean, you know why there are so many Muslims shipped into Europe, so many black people shipped into Europe?
I mean, you're trying to cause racial fights.
Yeah, so that we don't get attacked, but, you know. it's very clever.
People are starting to learn about that, too. They're getting wise to that, too. Look at the anger is building towards Jews. It's not building towards black people or Chinese people. Where's the fight between China and Taiwan? There's no fight.
But this is not what the fight should be. The fight
going. What about Pakistan and India? You can't get anything over there either.
You know, wait and see.
I have waited. I thought years ago you were going to win. I really thought so.
You know,
but
you see, like, all the Gentiles are losing a lot of money in the stock market and everywhere. Banks are going bust. And
yeah, but that doesn't affect me. That doesn't affect us. That's hurting Israel. That's Where do you think the money comes from?
Jew, Eric, by us you mean Jew, or like...
It hurts the Jews like you. It doesn't hurt me when the economy falls apart. It's hurting the Jews.
Yeah, because you're a Jew, Eric.
No, come on, you're the one losing. People like Madoff lost a lot of money for the Jews. Israel's losing some of its supporters.
You know, but this Madoff guy is not going to prison. I mean, what he's been sent to is like a big palace in Europe.
It doesn't matter. You guys are losing slowly. Slow process, but you're losing. People are starting to learn about you.
You know, but how will the people rise against us? I mean,
that's a good question. I don't know.
We don't have any weapons. You know, we don't have any. Well, like the Goyim don't have any weapons to fight.
Well, I know it might be. Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but it might be that you just end up destroying America and Europe, and then China or Japan takes
over. Yeah, but we are like cashing in big time, Eric.
Yeah, you might destroy America.
Big time, working for them.
If you destroy America, you destroy your only friend. And then China and Taiwan.
We don't need America. We don't need America, Eric.
Yeah, you do. Who's going to protect you?
You know, we just go somewhere else. I mean...
No, because America is your only friend. There is no other place. Now the Chinese are starting to wise up.
No, you know, Eric, we do have, like, big nukes and, like, like an ADF which kicks Palestinian ass and so.
It doesn't matter. What good does that do you?
You know, Eric, I mean, we are like...
That's a wait and see, but I mean, you might destroy America, but then without America, you have no friend, you have no support, you have no military protection. Americans are the only people stupid enough to take care of you.
Oh, come on.
Another country that's...
You know, like Germany is supporting...
Because America is forcing them. As soon as America is gone, Germany's not...
Come on, Eric. I mean, you know you're lying here.
No, they're not going to support you without America.
Like, Israel's butt You know, Germany is licking Israel's butt because of the Holocaust, not because the Americans pressure the Germans.
Same with Japan. Japan is doing the same thing. Because Americans are making them. But that's what I said. As soon as you destroy America, you destroy your only friend.
No. I mean, come on. I mean, there is so much laws here in Europe which prevent people from rising against the synagogue of Satan. Come on.
Without America, you have nobody to control the country, the world.
Yeah, then we like take over. Then we will take over Russia with our Shabbat Lubavitch.
Well, you might be able to take over Russia, but that's because that's your homeland.
Yeah, oh, come
you're all
on,
over
Eric.
The place. Come on, Jews are all over the place in Russia.
Yeah, but like we could get Russia under control, like 100% again.
Yeah.
And we like.
So what?
And then we use Russia to like collect the rest of World War III.
World War III, you've already tried and you're failing. You can't get World War III started.
Oh, come on, Eric.
Well, when are you going to do it? When? What are you waiting for?
We are waiting for someone else to make a mistake so that we can, like, come after them.
You're going to make a mistake. You're waiting for someone to make a mistake. No one's going to make a mistake. The people aren't going to do anything. They don't want any more wars. They're wising up to that. Even the people who don't do anything, they're tired of the wars.
You know what? You're like contradicting yourself. And we also do have like a lot of Hindu Zionists. I mean, the Mumbai attack, come on. I mean,
that didn't
do
work. That failed. Your Mumbai attack failed.
How do you know?
It didn't do anything. Everybody started looking, saying there were those Jews who did it.
No, it was the Arabs, Eric.
No,
come on,
you know it was Jews. You can even see people in India were saying this, and it didn't do anything.
Yeah, but no one listens to them.
It doesn't matter what the ordinary people think. What matters is the people who are in control. It matters the people who are active. And your Mumbai attack did nothing to help you.
So,
it didn't do anything.
Come on, and like we stir our troubles in... China lately.
It didn't work. You're not getting any war going. You're not getting control. And Japan might even
You know, but you are not... But I don't see, like, the anti-Zionists winning big time either.
They're not. They're not winning big time. They're just... It's a slow... It's this very, very slow... Very slow struggle. It's a very small fight. The majority of people aren't doing anything. It's a very small fight between a very small group of people.
So how can they win? How can
because
they win?
Because it's a small group of Jews against a small group of people who are getting tired of the Jews. That's why. It's a very...
So,
it's two small groups, and the majority just sit there in front of their television set.
You know, but we are, like, winning because the people, like, don't rise up against us. I mean...
That's right. They're not going to rise up against you. They never will.
So what is it like that you feel like the Zionists are losing and
you're losing because you're losing your support, you're losing your friends, people are turning against you. You're losing. It's just a slow battle because there aren't many people fighting. It's a small battle. The majority of people don't care. They're just sitting in front of a TV set.
Yeah, but this is... how we win this fight. I mean,
yeah,
we are getting all
anymore.
The Gentiles upon their weaknesses, and they are watching porn and
yeah, but that doesn't
and
do you any good. That's not helping you, because it's not... you can't... What good does it do? All that's good for is making money. You can make money from them.
Yeah.
That's all you
and
can do.
They are paying.
But that's just a crime network. You can't take over the world that way. That's
yeah,
it. All you can do
like
is make money.
So, Eric, how do we win this fight?
You're not going to win. You're not going to take over the world. All you can do is make money from these people. It's just a crime network. That's all you can do is make money. You can cheat people. You can't take over the world.
I mean, you cheated people, Eric. Come on.
No, you're the one cheating. That's all you can do is cheat people and steal from people and rape and kidnap. But you can't take over the world like that. You don't have support any longer. You can't fool people. They're not going to take over the world for you and let you get control any longer. You can't get your North American Union.
Oh, come on. We don't need, like, a North American Union.
You can't get any of it going anymore. The Asians aren't falling for your tricks anymore either. You're not going to get control of the world. All you can do is cheat people and steal their money.
Oh, come on, Eric. I mean, we succeeded, actually, already.
Succeeded in what?
Succeeded
in
bringing
money.
The Western world
on
our control.
All your
I mean, like, come on, if you say something here in Europe against the Jews, I mean, people are staring at you like you're from another planet. I mean, I would call that, like, a big shot.
Yeah, you've got the ordinary people under your control, but it doesn't matter. All you
yeah, but those are the masses, the people who do know about Zionism and Khazars and Sephardims. I mean, they are such a tiny minority.
Yeah,
and
that's right. The majority of people are on your side. They follow.
Yeah, so we are winning. So we are winning, Eric.
No, all you can use them for is money. You can't take over the world with those people. They don't do anything. They just sit in front of a TV set. All you can... They're just like animals. All you can do is milk them.
That's what we're doing. Eric.
Yeah, that's right. You can do that. That's right. That is what you are doing. You're milking them for their money and sex and votes. But you can't take over the world like that. You can't get your North American Union.
You know, but Eric, you know about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion.
Yeah, they're very good.
Look at the world today, and our plan for a Jewish world domination pretty much came like we predicted back then.
Yeah, but you don't have it yet. You can't actually get control of the world any longer. You can only take money from people and cheat them. That's a crime network.
That's how we're winning this fight, Eric.
But that's a crime
it's
network.
Like the Render and the O people, I mean,
but
we
what
like...
are you winning? What exactly are you winning?
Time.
All you're doing is making money. You're
yeah,
not
I would call it a big victory for us, making
that,
money. And the people actually don't understand it quite well.
It doesn't matter if you can make money. You can make money illegally. What difference does it make? Whether you're cheating people or making it legal, that's not taking over the world. Your North American Union is gone. You're not going to get that. You're getting resistance even to the European Union slowly.
Oh, Eric.
They're resisting.
Come on, the European Union.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it doesn't
Israel
matter.
Wants to join the European Union.
Even if you destroy America and Europe, you still, you got Japan wising up now. You got China wising up. Taiwan, India. You're not taking over the world. All you're doing is
making
money.
Yeah, but they're not going to rise against us. They are going to rise up against the people we are fighting. So, you know, the old game of divide and conquer, once again, we prevail. I mean,
it's not working. No, it's not working. Who are you dividing and conquering today? No one's fighting.
We are dividing and conquering the nations. Europe and Muslims, they are all like fighting against each other and being angry at one another for taking their jobs away.
Yeah, but it's not doing you any good yet. It's not helping you. All you're doing is making money. You can't take over the world. All you can do is make money.
You know, we are like God's chosen people.
Yeah, right. Chosen for what?
Chosen to rule the world.
Criminals. I mean, you can't take over the world like that. You're just thieves and criminals and parasites. As soon as America has deteriorated, you have lost your only friend.
So why should the Gentiles even combat us if we are not able to take over the world? I mean, I would call that taking over the world. I mean,
well, no, you're just making money is all you're doing. That's all you're doing.
You know, Eric, you are repeating yourself because you don't have any argument.
You're not in control of the world. You're only taking money from people. You're feeding people.
You own the central banks, Eric. And
that's right. You make a lot of money.
I would call that owning the world.
You own a lot of money.
What's good to us is money. And we rule the money supply, and so we control the world.
Okay, well, let's see you get a war started between America and Russia. Let's see you do that if you have control. When are you going to do it? When are you going to have the nuclear attack on America?
You know, Eric, we wouldn't like being so playing so obviously.
Oh, come on! You've tried already and failed. What about that? Those nuclear missiles from what was it, 2007? What was that supposed to be? Remember nuclear missiles that were flying around in America?
Eric, you know you're lying.
What was that? What was it? If you're in control of the world, then you can admit what it was. What was it? What are you afraid of? What was that? What were those?
No, we wouldn't tell you.
You don't want to tell because it was a failure. Whatever it was, it failed.
You know, Eric, I mean, you are being like one leader of the anti-Zionist movement. I don't think so. And you are like saying, oh, the Jews are failing, the Jews are failing. I mean,
you are failing.
You are just like being an EU maniac here.
You've become nothing more than a crime gang. All you can do is cheat and steal and lie. You can't take over the world.
You know, but Eric, if like all comes crashing down upon us, we do another holo hoax.
Well, that might be what you do. It might be you start all over again. That's what's been going on for centuries. You try,
and you fail, and you try again. And so we win again.
Well, no, for thousands of years, you've been trying, and then you fail, and you get thrown out, and then you try again, and
we actually do have control over, like, all the countries in the world, except, like, Iran.
You don't have control over them. You have influence. You don't have control. Let's say you do something then. Let's say you actually get the North American Union going. Let's say you do something here.
You know, we like to just simply have it the way it is right now.
Oh, would you do that? You don't want any more? Let's say you get something going in Southeast Asia. Let's say you get control of Japan and China. You know, what do you mean you want to keep it as it is? You're only doing that because you can't get anything else. You're starting to lose. People are
realizing. I would. You know, we are like in a football game where nothing happens right now, and we are in a leading position, so nothing changes there.
Yeah, it's a football game that's stalling. See, that's what's happening. You were doing good for a while there, and then the internet comes along, And now
yeah, but the internet keeps people in front of their computer screens, and that's going to the street and killing us.
No,
so
they're not going to fight against you. The ordinary people. But what's happening is that people are realizing that you're just lying to us all.
What people are you talking about?
The ordinary people and everybody else.
The ordinary people are in front of their computers and just watching porn.
Yeah, and watching television, but they realize they've been lied to, even though they don't want to face it. That's why you can't get any war with Iran. They realize they've been cheated.
But we could shut down the internet.
You can't shut down the internet.
Yeah, we can.
You do it then.
No, I have a button.
Let's see you do it. You've already probably tried that too and failed. You can't do it any longer.
No, like all the sea cables being broken.
But then they got fixed. You can't do it. There's too many people now who are aware of you.
Do you have a ID for people to log on to their computers right now? I mean, come on. I mean, we are getting the massive control grid in, and you are saying we are losing. We are winning this. I mean, you can admit it, because then all your work would have been a failure.
No, you're losing, but it's a very slow battle. It's just very, very slow. Because you're a big, gigantic group with a lot of money. But it's slowly happening that people are wising up.
So when do you think, like, we are being, like, really exposed?
I don't know. It could be years from
now. The Jews and now they are coming back at us. I mean, it's never going to happen, Eric.
Well, it might be that it won't happen until America is deteriorated.
You know, America has had a problem here.
No, America is. America is your only friend. This is the only country.
As a proxy, and when they do have, like, a shitty military, and we don't get any soldiers to die for us, I mean, we just move on to another country.
Yeah, but what country is going to take you? There's no country. This is the only country with enough stupid people to support Israel. It's the only nation with enough of them. This is your only friend. You don't have any more friends.
But you know that we have, like, we will take control over Europe if the Lisbon Treaty will get approved by the Irish people, and we will, like, rig the vote and stuff, you know?
Even if you get control of Ireland, they're not going to protect Israel. They're not going to go fight for you.
I'm not talking about Ireland protecting Israel. I'm talking about Ireland approving the Lisbon Treaty and saying yes, and so we get, like, our European Soviet style union, and, you know, I don't see the problem for us here.
As soon as America is gone, Germany will not have to be obeying Israel, and neither will Japan.
Oh, come on. I mean, Eric, you don't know how obeying to Israel the German politicians are. I mean,
yeah.
The Chancellor Merkel said that Israel's safety is part of Germany's state philosophy.
That's what they say here in America, too.
No. I mean, we are like being, or the Germans are like being all being guilty for the Holocaust.
That's right. But that's because America...
It will never fade away.
As soon as the Americans are no longer there to force them to behave that way, they're forcing Japan also.
No, Eric, we will have a central control because we have, like, a central government in Brussels, which will then direct all the military operations for the European Union. We will have, like, a European army to combat the Hungarians. You know, the Hungarians have been lately pretty much hard to the Jews with their Jobbik party and their Hungarian National Guard.
Yes, they're rising up.
You know, but we under Lisbon, we will have, like, a European Union, and we will have, like, and we will be, like, beating the shit out of the Hungarians.
How do you know the Europeans are going to fight the Hungarians? How do you know they're willing to do that?
No. I mean, we are getting, like, soldiers from all over Europe, and they are fighting just like the NATO soldiers.
But you're assuming that you can still fool them in the future.
I mean, we do have, like, control with this Codex Alimentarius, where people just don't eat.
Yeah,
like,
right now, you
And right. People will get stupid, more stupid and more stupid, and it will have no end.
Yeah.
And we are the only ones who are prevailing here. We grow our own food and eating healthy, and the general populace is just eating crap and getting dumber.
That's right. See, the ordinary person is a moron. You can't take over the world with those people. Don't you see? They're just good for money. That's all they're good for. They're a bunch of idiots.
Like, they're behaving a little anti-Semitic here by saying, you know, the Jews are all in for the money.
No, I'm saying all you can use the ordinary people for is money. You can't take over the world with those people.
Yeah, but we are
stupid. They are
preventing the people from rising up against us with all our media control and so.
Well, look at Hungary. They're starting to wise up against you.
A couple of years from now, we're losing Hungary with the new European Union. I mean, you're an American.
You're assuming you can get control of Hungary, but if you had so much control over the world, Hungary wouldn't be getting out of control in the first place. You're losing.
You're losing control
of Hungary. Don't you get it? And it might spread to other nations, especially once America is no longer standing over Europe.
America has bases all over Germany. America.
Huh?
You know, we will, like, blame all the militias in America and saying, this is why I get it.
That's right, but America is deteriorating. When America has to take its bases out of Germany, what's going to happen? What's going to happen when America is no longer standing over them and telling them to obey Israel? America is making Germany obey Israel, and they're making Japan obey Israel. Without America, Europe is not going to have as much control. America is an attack dog for Israel. What is going to happen when you don't have America?
We still have, like, the NATO soldiers and...
But they're not as willing to do what you want as the Americans are. The Americans are the fools that will die for Jesus and Israel, not the Europeans. They're not as... I mean, it's true that some Europeans will, but there aren't as many of them.
There are so many Muslims coming in right now. I mean,
when was the last time you were
visiting Europe? I mean, you don't know how Europe looks like with all this Islamic culture.
The Muslims are not going to help you.
Yeah, they will. They will fight the indigenous population.
No. If there's a fight that breaks out, some of them will just be sent back home to the Arab nations. Those Muslims are going to not be interested in fighting. They're going to be fighting Jews if they fight somebody.
No. You don't know, like, America will once again fight for us, and if America is, like, being defeated, I mean, we just take another. You don't know about our control plan.
But there is no other. There is no other nation that is stupid enough to fight you.
This is the only nation. We are trying to bring in, like, the swine flu and kill a lot of people. I mean, especially those who are refusing to take the shot.
It doesn't matter. If you kill America, you kill your only friend. Don't you get it?
No, we are killing, like, the people who are, like, call themselves patriots and stuff, you know?
You haven't done it yet. They're growing. They're growing in number. There are more people now.
So you are supporting Alex Jones here.
Huh?
So you are supporting Alex Jones.
I don't support Alex Jones.
But you just said that patriots are growing and rising against us.
The people who know about what's going on is growing. That's true. Alex Jones knows it because he's losing his supporters.
So, and at the same time, they are, like, winning. I mean, you're using doublethink.
No, the Jews are losing. I'm saying Alex Jones knows that he's losing. Alex works with you people. Alex is one of your people, and he knows that you're losing now because he is losing his supporters.
That's why we gave Alex a Jewish wife, that he doesn't expose Zionism.
Well, he's not exposing Zionism. He's trying to protect you. But he knows he's losing because his supporters, he can see his supporters. His supporters are idiots. He doesn't have any intelligent supporters anymore.
So you're just saying that everyone in this world is stupid.
No,
and,
the
Jews are the only bright ones.
No, I said the smarter people are wising up to what the Jews are doing, and the only people who are still supporting you are the idiots. Alex can see this. He knows who his supporters are. When he goes to meetings, he sees these people. And he can see
so
that
maybe
they're not...
you are like being a terrorist and saying, like, oh, we are winning, and, you know, I mean, you sound like a terrorist.
All you have to do is look at Alex Jones. He knows he's losing. He knows...
You know, and Eric, you are pretty foolish, like, to think that the police and the military rule over Jews. I mean, come on.
Well, it's possible that American military and police are not going to do anything. But
Yeah. I mean, you are admitting that there is
no chance.
I'm
saying it's possible. It's quite possible that America will be destroyed. But when you destroy America, that is when you're going to be in big trouble, because they are your only friend. They are protecting you. They're protecting you right now, and they're providing money. Without America,
Eric, you have no money. Are you an agent, Eric?
You have no... Without America, you don't have a supply of money.
I mean, you are repeating yourself and not answering my questions.
What question?
I just asked you if you are an agent, and you just were talking...
An agent? Your question is stupid. Who am I working for, huh?
I mean, you are just working for the Zionist Jews to say that, we are waking up and at the same time nothing will happen.
Yeah, right. Look, you're the one working with the Jews, and you're losing the battles. It's just a slow battle. I mean, it's a slow loss.
Eric,
it's not happening overnight.
You know that we, paid you some money to, divert the anti-Zionist movement.
Well, send the check again, because I didn't cash it yet. So why don't you send me a duplicate, all right? You know my address.
Yeah,
make it about $100,000, all right?
Yeah, all right. I mean,
you've been getting
a lot of money from the ADL lately.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, do you receive money from the ADL?
Yeah.
Like you've been neighbors?
Yeah. Tell them to send some more checks. I'm not getting enough over here.
All right, then, we have it on tape right now that you are... being funded by the Zionist Jews, and
yeah, tell them I want more money, though. That's what you should send the message. Tell ADL, get the checks out, or bigger checks. Tell them I mean, bigger checks right now. Like you said, the economy is a mess, so tell them to send me some checks in the $100,000 range.
You know, we do have a lot of other agents.
Look, you got a lot of money too. You just admitted
pay and smear and. You know, you once made that movie about black man traps.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I know. You got a lot of people on your side.
Yeah. I mean, you just know how we work, and you just don't seem like to figure out a way how to work against us. So you just are doing psychological warfare against us to say, you know, you are losing at the same time. You are losing big time because nothing is happening, and we are taking over the world slowly.
Look, we'll have to wait and see who takes over. It's possible that you're going to win. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it looks like you're losing. But who knows? We'll have to see if there's enough Americans. There might be enough Americans to change it. It's a big country, and even though most Americans are losers...
No, Eric, I mean, if you would any serious or be a real man, Eric, I mean, we would come down and we will turn on you, Eric. I mean, we will coming after you if you would telling the truth.
Oh, well, then I guess it's a good thing I'm not telling the truth, huh?
yeah, you're not telling the truth. I mean, I have all your admissions on tape, so it's no problem.
Oh, well, anyway, I still say there's a possibility that you're going to lose. It just depends. It depends on what happens. We'll have to see. We can't predict the future, but it looks like to me like you're losing.
It looks. I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
You
can't
are just
predict.
Speculating, Eric, and you are just making up bogus hoaxes. No one will believe you.
It's speculations. I'm not telling you what's happening. I can't predict the future. But I'm just saying, look at Alex Jones. Look at Webster Tarpley. They're all losing their supporters. They're all getting scared. It's a sign.
How do you know they are losing their supporters? I mean, are you one of those agents?
You can can tell. Just listen to them. They're complaining. They're running out of money. And what'd you do with Christopher Bolin and his family, anyway?
Oh, come on.
Where are they?
I mean, come on. I mean, Christopher Bolin wasn't all that bad. I mean, he was, like, doing...
Well, where is he?
First one to expose the Zionist connection to 9/11. I mean...
Yeah, but what'd you do with them? And how about, what about those POWs then from Vietnam and Korea? What'd you do with them? I hear they went to Russia for your jails and experiments. What'd you do with all those POWs from the war?
Oh, come on, Eric. I mean,
that's
you,
one of the
you know
mysteries.
That you are losing. That's why you are making up, like, bogus lies about us.
What do you mean? I'm not the one that made that up. That's what I've heard from other people. I didn't make
that
up.
Yeah, you just were saying that you were doing, like, all the speculation. And this is how you deceive people, by making in...
Well, I didn't make that one up. That's coming from people in the military. They said they were being set up in Korea and Vietnam, and some of them being taken to Russia for jails, for experiments. I didn't make that up. I didn't know about that. That's coming from the people in the military.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know...
I didn't make that one up. That's on the internet. Go look.
The guy can write on the internet. That is why we have set up the internet in the first place. Because, like, if you bring something out of the internet, people will just label you a conspiracy theorist.
Well, I know.
Actually, no one is believing you because you got all your knowledge from the internet and from forged documents.
Well, that's right. The average person will not look at the internet. The ordinary people, they just watch television and look at pornography, like you say. But the ordinary people are not going to matter. They don't do anything.
So you are just saying that the ordinary people are stupid goyim cattle.
That's right. And all you can do is milk them for money and sex and whatever else you use them for. And votes. You use them for votes. But you can't take over the world with those people. They don't do anything. And see, now that they're getting upset with the wars and the lies, you're having trouble just getting North American Union approved by these people. They don't want a war with Iran. They don't want a war with North Korea. You see, even though they're not doing anything to stop you, they're not doing anything to help you either. They're doing nothing. They're acting like dumb animals.
But you know, we have, like, big bankers in control.
Yeah, you have control over them, but they're like dumb animals. They don't do anything. They're like a bunch of cows.
You know, but the people still, like, believe this Zionist prophet.
That's right. Let's assume you had a bunch of cows. That's a million cows who believed in the Holocaust. What good are they going to do you? All you can do is milk them. You can't take a million cows and take over the world with them. And that's all you've got. You've got a million of these Christian American cows who want to support Israel, and they believe in the Holocaust, but they're not going to do anything.
You know, but we will have, like, a new Hitler Youth with Obama.
Yeah, but that's not working. People don't want that. The Americans are going to sit in front of their television set. They're not going to become Hitler Youth.
Yeah, yeah, they are doing nothing, and the active people just are beginning, like, becoming, like, a militia for the government. You know what I mean?
No, the active
people... The blacks will be getting very angry, and then on the white people, I mean, come on.
It's the other way around. The active people are the ones wising up to what you're doing. You see, that's what you're losing on. You're missing the active people. The people that are going to do something are the ones wising up to you.
But what are they going to do? I mean, we are grabbing all their guns so that they cannot defend themselves, and we are, like, pulling the plug on the food supply so people will then turn their guns in for food and, you know, all of this stuff.
It doesn't matter if you take their guns away.
Yeah, but how could they fight against
They're not fighting against you.
They cannot win this fight without any weapons.
They're not fighting against you. They're just not doing anything that you want. They're not helping you anymore. They're not helping with your...
Yeah, but you know, they in like, when we have a big crisis, they will, like, turn to us for help. I mean, because they cannot look anywhere else for help.
Well, you're assuming that, but right now that's what they're not doing. They're not going to look to you.
You know, but you haven't seen, like, people hungry and looking around for food and then, like, killing other people and...
Oh, I know. That might happen, but you haven't been able to get that food shortage yet. You see, when are you going to start the food shortage? You haven't... I think you've already tried and you failed. I think you're trying to create financial chaos and you failed.
No. Come on. I
you
mean,
may
like,
not realize.
How do you know what they're doing?
Are you at the top? You may not know what they're doing and how many times they failed. They may not want to tell you. They may not want to tell you how many times they failed to start a nuclear war, how many times they failed to...
But we still can cut off the food supply very quickly, and then the people will turn to us once again.
No, you can't just turn it off. You don't have that much authority any longer. You've lost it. There are too many people now who won't do what you want.
So what's going to happen now, Eric?
I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just saying you're losing your supporters. The only people who are still supporting you are the ordinary people, the cows.
Yeah, but those are the masses, Eric.
Yeah,
and you know you're...
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They're like cows. All you can do is milk them. You can't
take over
the world.
No, but we have like the kosher food and the rabbis who are controlling the protection place and so...
Yeah, but you can't take over the world with a bunch of cows. And that's all they are. They just sit in front of their TV set and get drunk and feel sorry for themselves and act stupid. They're not going to do anything. They'll support you with words. They'll tell you, yeah, I believe in Israel. We should support Israel. They'll say the words, but they're not going to do anything.
You know, but they will, like, starve and there will be no one left.
Once you destroy America, it's actually going to ruin you, because then you have no friend. You have nobody helping to protect you. And America is deteriorating right now.
But you know, we are like getting this climate bill through and like taxing everybody's
debt. Yeah, that's right. Money. That's all you can do is make money.
Doesn't money rule the world, Eric?
No, you can do a lot with money, but you can't take over the world with it.
But we can buy armies and...
No, all you can do is make money. Don't you see? It's the same as a crime gang. You can cheat people. That's what you're doing. You're cheating, you're lying, you're stealing, but that's not taking over the world.
You know, Rothschild, I mean, our buddy, I mean, he did like... had these like soldiers in Hesse, which he like traded the different armies back and forth, and he made a lot of money out of that.
He won
and took over the whole of Europe. I mean, come on.
Okay. He didn't take over the world. He made money from it, sure. But in World War One, you could get a whole war started just by killing one person and then telling the people, "Go to war, everybody." It doesn't happen any longer.
You know, but America will defend us. We will have like a new 9/11, and the people will once again fall for us. I mean, come on, it happened.
Ben, when are you going to have your new 9/11? You were supposed to have it in 2007. Don't you remember? Michael Chertoff had a gut feeling of a nuclear attack. And where is it? Chertoff's not even in power any longer. Nothing happened.
You know, what about the swine flu? I mean, come on, the people will, like, getting their shots with mercury and all the other crap.
If you kill the ordinary cows, then what are you going to do? What good does it do you?
We will still be patriots in America.
There
are, like, emergency tools in America, and if we would want to, we could, like, turn them into a terrorist attack. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but you're assuming you have enough control over America to even do these things. I don't think you have that much control anymore. The ordinary people are doing nothing. They just sit in front of their TV set. I can see it around me. They don't do anything. They know
They are like being fed lies, and they still believe it. You know about these riots in America going on right now with this NLE 09?
What about it?
You know, there are like all these big military tools right now, and we could like use one of those to create a new 9/11.
Well, when are you going to do one? They go on all the time. They have them every month or two. There's constantly exercises.
Yeah, and we will like choose the exact time, and it could be like happening right now or.
Well, it could be. That's right. It could be. But I don't see anything happening. For the past couple of years, nothing's been happening. There's no wars. There's no financial chaos. I don't see any fighting between China and Taiwan or India and Pakistan. I don't see how you're winning. All you're doing is making money. You're like a crime gang. All you can do is cheat, steal, lie, rape. You can't take over the world with a bunch of cows. And that's what you've got, is a bunch of cows. All you can do is milk them. They used to...
Yeah, and we are winning, Eric, and you don't want to admit that.
But winning at what? You're winning at making money. That's what you're winning at. You're successful at that. I'm not denying that. You're very successful as a crime gang.
We steal from all those people, and we will win big time because we are stealing the money from the people.
That's right.
I mean,
you're stealing.
We are getting control of them by driving them into huge debts and so on.
But that's right. You are making money. You're very successful at making money from these people, and very successful at manipulating them. But that's all you're going to be is a crime gang. You're not going to get beyond
that.
But
this is what it's all about, Eric.
No,
making money.
Well, if that's all you want, then you are successful. If you're happy to remain as a crime gang, then you have been a success.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, that's what I wanted to say.
Well, then you are a success, and you're going to stay a success because you will be able to remain as a crime gang. It sure looks like it to me. But if you're trying to take over the world, that is where you're failing. It depends on what your goals are.
You were judging us wrong. I mean, you would like think that we just take over the world in one fell swoop. But we don't do that. We're getting it by going after the plan of the learned of the protocols of the learned elves of Zion, and then we bring in order out of chaos, and we are winning big time. And we are fighting a financial war against the Western world, and we are winning it. You don't want to admit.
Yeah, you're winning as far as money goes. In regards to making money, you are the most successful crime network that has ever been. It's very impressive. I'm not denying that part. You have incredible abilities to manipulate the ordinary person. But that's all you're doing. It's a big, giant crime network. You can't take over the world. You're not taking over the world. You've got a long ways. You got the European Union. You did a lot, but now it's stopping. It's stalling. Don't you see? As people now realize what's going on, it's stopping.
No, Eric, I mean, come on, Eric. We tried to take over Europe and get a European army done in the 1950s, and now we are coming back with that plan. I mean, you know what this guy, Jean-Claude Juncker, once said?
What?
I mean, he said, we are trying to bring something through, and if the people, if there's a big backlash of the people, we are putting it back, and if the people don't rise up against it, we just follow our agenda, and we won't surrender. We fought a lot to get in that position, and we just won't simply surrender,
Well, yeah, you're going to make money from them. That's all you're doing, is you're making money. You can't actually control them totally. You're not in total control. You're not going to get control of Europe or America or the world. You're just making money. You're bribing and blackmailing and cheating. You have control over you have a lot of influence over Europe. And you went a long ways controlling them, but you don't have total control. And you're not going to get total control. Because you don't have enough support any longer.
Eric, you're just saying that we are making money. I mean,
yeah,
we do have this plan, and this is making money.
Well, your plan, what is your plan going to be? To take over the whole world? But
yeah, I mean, you don't know how the Zionist crime network really works. I mean,
yeah, but see, that's where you're losing. That's where you're failing. You can, if you had stopped at just making money, then you would have been successful.
You're contradicting yourself.
I said you can make money. You're capable of cheating and lying and stealing and selling pornography, but you can't take over the world like that.
But you know about Project Blooming, we could fake an alien invasion.
That's not going to work either. I mean, you'll fool the ordinary people, but they don't do anything. You're not going to fool the rest of the population any longer. You're not going to fool everybody. There's too many people now who know about these tricks. See, the alien invasion, that's gone.
Compared to the general populace. And, the aliens also want to have, a world government and so on.
Yeah, but the alien invasion, that's not going to work any longer. You may as well give it up. It's over with.
You know, that's why we are pushing this alien thing in the mainstream media.
The what?
This alien invasion thing.
Yeah, but the alien invasion is not going to work any longer. People, that one's...
You know, like all this 2012 stuff? I mean... The
no, that one's not going to work either. That's going to be another failure.
Planet X, I mean...
That one's not going to work either. Planet X, come on.
Oxford.
These tricks are no longer...
And like all this new age thing, I mean, come on. I mean, we have made this movie Zeitgeist with all this new age and
Lavoski. It's gonna work. But those are the ones that are failing.
And people who know about this stuff, I mean, they aren't any active. They just are leaning back and waiting for the world to end. So I don't see any people...
Yeah, that's right. There are those stupid American Christians waiting for the world to end, waiting for Jesus to return. That's right. You have those people. You've got millions of those people.
Yeah, but they are the majority.
Yeah, that's right. You've got millions of them. But like I said, they're sitting there, just like you said. They're just sitting there. They don't do anything.
Yeah, this is why we are ringing, Eric.
No, all you can do is milk them for money and sex and stuff. You can't take over the world with those people. They're cows.
Come on.
It's like a bunch of cows hooked up to milking machines. That's all they are, stupid animals. You can't take over the world with stupid animals. You need the people who are willing to do something. And they're not, they are wising up. That's the group that's wising up to you.
I don't see any people here rising up again.
They're not rising up. They're wising.
They are like into this esoteric thinking, like, you know, the world is going to end, 2012, Planet X. And
no
stuff.
One believes that except the cows. The idiots. Only the idiots believe that. Nobody else believes it. Nobody believes the alien invasion either except the idiots. And the crop circles. Who believes that?
Those are the people who know about us.
No. No. It's the idiots that believe that stuff. And the idiots who don't do anything. The people who know what's going on. The people who are active. You needed those people before. They helped you with 9/11. They helped in the world wars. The people who are active are now turning against you.
But they are the minority. And this
That's
is what
right.
you don't,
They're
do
the minority,
act.
But they were the ones who got things going. They were the ones who did things. They're the ones that do stuff. They don't just sit in front of a TV set. But now they are realizing that they were lied to and tricked. And
no one is realizing that they are lied to. I don't see any of the general populace know about stuff.
Yeah,
the
general population doesn't know what's going on, and they don't care, and they don't want to know. I'm not talking about the general population. I'm talking about the people within the government, the military, the police departments. There's a few of them who were helping you because they believed your lies. But
yeah, because we are like bribing them with all our...
Yeah, you used to fool a lot of people. I even believed in a lot of your lies. I believed in the Holocaust and all that stuff. The Apollo moon landing. I believed it, but see, the trouble is there's people out there now that are wising up to you.
We killed this Austrian guy, Jörg Haider.
Yeah.
You know, we did like remotely control his car.
Yeah, but that didn't work. It backfired.
Yeah, it did work. I mean, the people just thought he had an accident and...
Yeah, but I didn't even know who that guy was until he died. And then on the internet, it went all over the world that this guy just died suspiciously and the Jews probably did it. That backfired. That caused people to realize who he was.
No, come on. I mean,
we didn't even know who he was. I never even heard of that guy before until he died.
But you know about all those other people they killed, like, what was his name? Like, do you know about Uwe Barschel?
No, I don't know that one, I don't think.
You know, he did like, he was like trading weapons with Israel. I mean, he wanted to stop trading weapons with Israel. And you know about Jürgen Möllermann?
Yeah, I heard about that one.
Yeah, I mean, he fell from the sky because we did like cut a Star of David.
I know. But you see, that one also made news around here. He's another person we never would have heard of until you killed him. You're killing. See, nowadays, like 50 years ago, you could kill people and nobody knew. Now, every time you kill somebody, it goes around the world. And we hear about it.